This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
May 2nd. Yes. And I had to scrape ice off my windshield. That's
seriously?
Not right. Oh.
Wow. Yeah,
not ice. I should say frost. But still, okay. I had to get... Luckily, I hadn't put the ice scraper away yet. This is crazy.
Right.
I wonder how that's affecting our guest this morning.
Right. Good morning.
Gary McHugh from Trees on the Move on with us.
So we're going to be talking trees and landscape this morning, a good time of the year to be talking about that as everybody's getting out and looking at their yards and everything.
Yeah, I have a real question about mowing my lawn right now because everybody's mowing their lawn. And
you haven't cut yours yet?
I haven't had time. I literally have
not been
gone.
Yeah, you've been gone. Yeah, welcome back, by the way.
I've missed 2 weeks. We've been out of town.
Right?
And life at work right now is insane. This is our busy time of year. So my grass is
cut mine twice.
It's like a foot tall. All right, Gary, are you there?
I'm here.
There he is. Hey, welcome,
successfully.
Sir. Good to hear you.
Yeah,
it is good to
modern
hear you.
Modern age of electronics. Good to be here.
How have you been?
We've been real good, real good, real busy. It's obviously that time of year for us, so it's good to see the sun out. A little frost on the pumpkin this morning, but, you know, it's another day, and we're hoping everybody will be in the mood to come out and buy some trees at the kickoff to our season.
Right.
So the little bit of coldness that we've been having, it seems a little chillier than normal. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Does this affect our plants? What should we be worried about? Anything?
Well, quite honestly, this time of year, and they say actually up until Memorial Day, you got to be careful. You don't want to put in your perennials or your whatever annual flowers you may have because we still have frost. So technically they use Memorial Day as the cutoff for that. But, you know, the trees are, you know, the buds have sprouted and leaves are coming out and the grass is green and growing like crazy from the 9 inches of rain we've gotten so far this year. So
April was so, very wet and actually quite warm. We had a lot of warm
wet
days.
And warm. That's why everybody's cutting their grass already and probably a couple, two, three times already.
Yeah, unfortunately, the days that was warm was also storming. You know, that's why it was so warm.
Hey, here's a question then, because speaking of those storms, a lot of trees went down around our area. So when if somebody has a down tree, what's the process? Like you got to get the stump out. How long do you wait before you can plant something? Do you have to plant away from it? Fill us in on that.
Well, no. If you lose a tree, it obviously has to be removed. And then if you would like that tree to be in the same location that it is, you would have it deep stumped. We call it deep stumped. Mm-hmm. You can't just go to the rental store and do it yourself. It's good to get a professional in, and then you literally can put a new tree in that same spot. If you have the flexibility, you can move it over, you know, 10 feet, 3 feet, whatever. But yeah, no, you can, as long as it's deep stumped, you can put a tree right back in the same place.
Okay. Gary's going to be on with us all this hour. When we come back, I just realized this looking at the notes you sent me. Next weekend's Mother's Day already.
Right.
So we're going to get to that when we come back. You can check them out, treesonthemove.com. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
The Fix-It Show with Dayton Kane and David Nason on WTMJ.
716, high 53 today. Going to be partly cloudy. Not a bad day to get outside, look at your yard. We have Gary McHugh from Trees on the Move talking about our landscape this morning and Mother's Day coming up next Sunday. So I know you guys always do a lot of cool stuff for Mother's Day. What do you got going on this year?
Well, we're asking all the mothers to come out and take a look at some of our beautiful trees. We've got about 5,000 trees that are all set up, ready to go. We use Mother's Day to kick off our season. And, you know, everything's set up nicely. Aisles you walk through, there's placards on all the trees, so you can take a look and see what type of tree it is, what colors they turn in fall, how large they get. And then for mom, we've got some special giveaways. Every mother gets a chance at winning a free tree. We've got a little area set up for taking pictures with the kids. It's really very nice. And they've got a beautiful day today. The sun is out finally. And so it's a good day to bring mom out and take a look at some trees. We've got our full selection available like we do at this time of the year.
Yeah. And it's if the sun's out and you want to come out before the derby, wear your hat, keep the sun out of your eyes. You know, come on. Yeah, I was just going to ask you, I see this on your website, the little annual Mother's Day tree giveaway. So you can register right online. Looks like for that as well.
Yeah, we'll have some chili. We're gonna do hot dogs and hamburgers, but due to the climate and the temperature, today it's going to be chilly. So we'll have chili for whoever comes out. We got a nice play area here, play set for the kids. Take mom and dad out on a golf cart and ride around and look at some trees, and the kids can play on their play set. And nice day to come out and get out in the country and see what we have available.
Sure. Tomorrow will be a little warmer, so that'll be maybe a little better day to come out. So
exactly.
Dayton was mentioned about trees, and if you're replacing a tree, does it matter? Like, if you had a tree there and it went down, you want to put a different tree, does it matter, like, what the previous tree was? Are there certain types of trees, like, okay, maybe like a pine tree, they're more acidic, you don't want to plant a certain tree in its place? Or is there anything that goes into that decision?
No, I don't think so. The conifers or evergreens have more of a condensed root mass, so those are a lot easier to deal with than the big old oaks or such that have the sprawling root mass that typically will travel out to the canopy, to beyond the canopy of what the tree was. Mm-hmm. So, a number of the evergreens came down in those heavy winds we had. And, you just remove the tree and you can put something right back in its place after that. The other thing we've seen a lot of is we've got a lot of calls on just the water issues just because of all that rain. And it goes back to grading and drainage. That's, people don't realize it's pretty easy to avoid those issues just by being aware that over the years, ground settles around your home or your building. And just be aware that you need to just have the grades established such that water is running away from your home or your building. And it's pretty easy to deal with. We get a lot of calls and it's easily identified where the problem is. And you just got to remember, it's all about gravity. Water's going to go to the lowest point and just be aware of that. But we've gotten a lot of calls on the grading and drainage issues that have occurred because of all this rain we had.
Right. And we do talk about that all the time. Gutters, grading is in downspouts. That applies to, where you put your trees too, right? You don't want to, I see every once in a while a tree will be put about 5 feet away from the house. And now there's I don't know if they planted it too high or something. There's this mound and now you can't get any grading, away from your house because the ground goes up around the tree.
Yeah, those trees start out small. Everything starts out small, right? Whether it's the shrubs or the trees or whatever. And before you know it, it's 5 years and then it's 10 years and then it's 15 years. And then it becomes a problem. So you have to remember that over the course of time, trees grow and roots, become established and it all goes as, and that's quite honestly, that's why you need a landscape professional to work with you on a professional design. And obviously we're not designing those types of situations. That's the homeowner, finding a cute little tree over at the local garden store and putting it where they probably shouldn't.
Right. Right.
Yeah. If you have questions for Gary, he's with us all this hour. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. You can find them and register for a tree if you want at treesonthemove.com. It is the Fix It Show. Thanks for listening to WTMJ.
WTMJ's The Fix It Show with David Nason and Dayton Kane.
It is May 2nd. A lot of the farmers markets starting up this week. which is interesting since it was really cold this morning.
Yeah, it's really chilly, yeah. So
well, hopefully their vegetables are good and ready to
dress up a little bit, warm up, and you'll be good.
Gary McHugh from Trees on the Move with us this morning.
Gary, so we've talked about trees quite a bit, but you do more than just trees. You do a lot of landscaping, like literally like everything on the outside of your house, right?
Yeah, we do. We've become a very large landscape company over the last 25 years. We are working really all over the state. We have people in Green Bay and Madison, and I opened up an office in Chicago a couple of years ago. So we are right today, we are Green Bay to Terre Haute, Indiana. So
wow.
We're actually a much larger landscape company. But, you know, 49 years ago, Trees on the Move started as a tree nursery and grew to what it is. And 25 years ago, I bought the company and turned it into what it is today. So, yeah, so we do everything. We've got a concrete division, does beautiful stamped concrete and driveways and anything you may want. And we do have an irrigation division, so any of the lawn irrigation that you may be interested in. There's really nothing we don't do. It'd be a big, beautiful paver patios and pergolas and outdoor kitchens. And there's some pretty amazing things people are doing in there as the extension of their homes. If you think back 30 years ago, it's completely different. I mean, you walk out into your backyard and you've got fire pits and outdoor kitchens and stereo systems and beautiful lighting, and really it's all readily available, and that's what we do.
Yeah, like you said, years ago it was maybe just a simple concrete patio or a simple right, deck that maybe you got to go out and enjoy the view. Well, now, you know, you're making that view. Maybe you didn't have a view, but you're making that view by building all those things around that literally you can do just about anything you want back there. You know,
Come with these patios used to be 20 by 20, you know, something like that. I mean, now it's, like I said, it's a big extension of the home with seat walls and seating areas and really can be very elaborate. And, you know, if you can add another 1,000 square feet on your living space just by walking out the door.
Right. I mean, if somebody's got an idea, you know, but they don't necessarily know how to flush that out, you have landscape architects on staff that can, hey, we've done this before, we can do this, you know, and really, you know, and add on to a homeowner's ideas and make them come to life, really.
Now we've got three licensed landscape architects on our staff here, mm-hmm. And beyond that we have other designers, but you know, we're a very large organization now. There's hundreds of years of our most senior landscape architects are literally 40 years in the business. A long time. And you learn a lot over those 40 years. So there's literally hundreds and hundreds of years of landscape experience here at Trees on the Move. And we're very proud. You know, we've got a great team of people that care, that they're proud of what we do, and do some pretty amazing projects. And people can go to the website and see some of that stuff. But really, we invite anybody to call or come on in and make an appointment and talk to some of these people who have been doing this all their lives.
Mm-hmm. Now, and if you build a fairly, I don't want to say extravagant, but it could be extravagant. You know, this area, outdoor area. Do you also do maintenance of them? Because some of these things do need maintenance, as far as the bushes, the yards, the keeping things clean, even to that extent. Is that a service you also provide?
Well, as it relates to, you know, we do commercial maintenance.
Okay.
We've got about 150 commercial accounts. You know, the Harley Museum and, you know, places like that. But no, we don't do residential mowing. But you know, if somebody's got a paver patio that we did over years ago, which are really fairly maintenance free, but there is a little bit of maintenance necessary with them. You keep an eye on them every 5 to 10 years. You know, you may want to look at the polymeric sand and make sure it's resanded. Some people like to seal their paver patios and such. So we'll do all that. Anything related to the hardscape that we may do.
Okay, but you'll educate your customers on what they need to do then, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. These become significant investments, and mm-hmm. we certainly encourage them to follow through and stay with it. Just like anything, if you buy a nice car, you certainly want to take care of it properly, mm-hmm. and you should be doing the same thing as it relates to these outdoor living areas.
Right. Yeah, well, we talk about in the show here a lot is that I'm a big I don't like the word maintenance free. I think everything needs maintenance. I think low maintenance. There are things that need low maintenance, but you're right. You got to take care of your house inside and out. And if you do a yard or do some landscaping like this, even just planting trees and things around the yard, I mean, these need to be taken care of. They need to be trimmed. If you're making an investment, you mean you're making an investment. You got to take care of it.
It's funny you say that because we hear that a lot. Somebody's just built a home and they said, we want a maintenance-free landscape. And the good news is there is a lot of over the years the color's been introduced in shrubs, for example, mm-hmm. where it used to be that you'd get color from flowers. Well, now there's such a large variety of shrubs, for example, that you can pull color out of that. And that really is very low maintenance to have, the color pop that you may be looking for. And that's where you definitely would want to get a landscape architect or a landscape professional involved, because they are always, there's a biologist somewhere that's looking for a new cultivar of something. And so they're constantly changing, in other words. What the plants and perennials and things that were available 20 years ago are very different than what they are now.
Another half hour to go with Gary from Trees on the Move. Get your calls and texts in if you have questions. 855-616-1620. It is a Fix-It show. We jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Elizabeth Linton. And good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Dayton.
More of your questions next. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Time of year, my fests start up, and my fest and my box start coming out for those beer lovers. Mm-hmm. And I love this time of year.
Yeah. They just opened the one at, what's the park up there? Estabrook Park.
Estabrook Park. Yeah, it's one of my favorite beer gardens there. Dayton Kane, David Nason with you. Gary from Trees on the Move this hour as well. You can call us at 855-616-1620 if you have questions. Let's go to Mike in Milwaukee. Good morning, Mike. What's your question for Gary?
Hi. Yes, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm surrounded by a lot of big trees, not in my yard, especially a large evergreen tree. Is an evergreen tree most likely to fall over versus like a maple or oak? Is there more of a likelihood with the big winds we had? And a second question, and I know this isn't your area, but if a tree from somebody else's house falls on your house, are you liable generally? And those are my two questions.
Yeah. Let me ask the second question first. Is generally, Mike, your insurance company has to take care of damage to your house. Your neighbor, their insurance policy does not cover your house. So you would have to contact your insurance company. Now, your insurance company, if they can prove that tree was not being taken care of, it was dead and shouldn't have been taken down, or regardless, they may sue your neighbor's insurance company. That's called, there's a term for it, and I just blanked on it. But anyways, subrogation, they call it. But you have to contact your insurance company to take care of your own house. So I'll let Gary answer the other question about the roots of the trees.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. The one thing is, as I mentioned a little earlier, evergreens or conifers have a more condensed root mass, meaning that it doesn't sprawl the way the deciduous trees do. I think especially we've seen in these high winds we've had over the last month, they do act as a sail. So if there's instability in the ground or, if it gets very saturated, that may occur. But I wouldn't really say one way or the other that one would be more prone to, blow over or fall over. What you will see are trees that are softwood, or like a box elder, which are kind of an invasive tree that that is just very soft woods. Well, those, if those continue to grow, silver maple, for example, which we have a lot of in southeastern Wisconsin, it's very fast growing maple, but very soft wood. And, you know, those are home crushers here and there. but the other ones are the invasives, which is the, like a box elder or buckthorn or whatever. As they get bigger, that soft wood that will tend to break off and split.
Yeah, we see those, it seems like, between the sidewalk and the street. That's where I think we saw most of the trees go down in the city.
Yeah, because they, you know, the roots, once again, typically a deciduous tree or a leaf tree wants its root to be out as far as the canopy. So, you know, if you have a 40-foot tree that's 40 feet wide, well, those roots are 40 feet wide along with it. And in an urban setting or in between sidewalks and such, they don't have the opportunity to grow like they would in nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a follow-up. Somebody texted in about you mentioned a silver maple. They said, I have a couple of big branches that I want to cut out. Did I miss my window? Is there a certain time of year that you can?
No.
No?
No, I mean, you can prune a maple anytime. The oaks, are best to be pruned when there's no leaves on them. So in the fall and the winter, when they go dormant. But no, you can prune your maples and your other trees anytime.
Okay. Good to know. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line if you have questions for Gary. For those that are just tuning in, Trees on the Move always does a big Mother's Day sale. When's that start?
That starts today. Out at 5611. We're out at 5611 South Calhoun Road, right along 43. Easy access. We're all set up, ready to go. Bring mom and bring the kids, and the sun is out, and we got chili and a play set, and come on out and have some fun. Get out in the country, breathe some good country air.
And what are your hours out there, Gary?
We'll be here today, 8 o'clock until things slow down. But I would say at least until 4 to 5 o'clock, somewhere in there.
Okay, so you open at 8 o'clock,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, yeah.
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
They'll be lining up at the door.
Get some pictures with mom with all the beautiful backgrounds, yeah. And check out some trees. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we'd love to hear from you. You can find them at treesonthemove.com. It is the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Need advice? Call 855-616-1620. Our expert home inspector is here to help. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
It is a Fix-It Show. Dayton and David here with Gary McHugh from Trees on the Move. And the text, we're just going to pepper you with text questions. So take it away, David.
Yeah, here. What options do you have for hardwood trees? Oak, walnut, maple, prices, do they vary based on those?
No, actually, we don't price that way. We basically price by size.
Okay.
Primarily. So, but I would, I'd recommend anybody to call. Certainly we're here and we have numerous salespeople available that way, but it's good to make an appointment if you can. Today we're just saying, come on out, bring the kids. We got chili and photo opportunities and things for mom and all that, but it's really better to this is a big property. We got 55 acres here. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to be able to take people around. We got nice golf carts that you can sit and ride, and the salespeople will take you throughout the nursery. So we'd encourage people to call, make an appointment, or just let us know you're coming that way. So but as far as costs go, we don't have individual prices for individual trees. We try to keep it pretty simple, mm-hmm. And straightforward, and we basically sell by size.
Yeah. Okay. And then do you?
But there's everything. I mean, arborvitaes and all forms of arborvitaes and junipers and all your bigger evergreens, your various spruces and those types of things, and all the ornamentals and varieties, many varieties of maples and hackberries and oaks and river birch, and there's There's 5,000 trees right here in front of you, mm-hmm. so probably a little overwhelming for a moment. But like I said, it's all set up, mm-hmm. Very organized, and sit in the golf cart and ride down the aisles. And there's little placards with pictures of the trees, of what they look like at maturity, and the description. And our tree salespeople are very knowledgeable and helping to help people locate what type of tree within your property, because there's certain trees that fit in certain areas of people's homes, so it's important to get the right tree. They, you know, when they're young like this, it's obviously very different than when they're mature. So we want to make sure that we space them properly and size them properly, and then really get the vision of what people are looking for. Some people like yellow color in fall. Some people like red color in fall, and that type mm-hmm. of thing.
And do you sell trees that people can take and plant themselves, or are all your trees planted by you?
Yeah, no, ours are, you can get the little trees at the garden centers. We're not that.
Okay.
These are all professionally installed by us with mm-hmm. a 2-year guarantee. And that's the way to do it. These are, yeah. These a lot of those trees that you see at the garden centers, and I don't mean to poke at anybody, but, they can come from down south, Tennessee or Georgia, or there's a reason why they are what they are. These are locally grown, and they, there's a reason why we're able to give a two-year warranty without thinking too much about it.
Right. And the comparison would be going to a big box store and buying a couple of your own plumbing, fixtures and things, and put them in yourself, or hiring a plumber and he's going to bring all the parts and everything with him. So that makes sense.
Exactly.
Then he can warranty the stuff that you're doing. So another one, what are the advantages of getting trees trimmed professionally every 5 to 7 years or whenever? We talked a little bit about trimming trees.
Well, it's funny somebody even asked, because it's so seldom everyone should be pruning their trees at some point,
mm-hmm.
right? 5 years, 10 years, all trees should be pruned. Are they? I don't know.
Rarely.
The percentage that probably are, but probably, 10 or 15%? So, yes, trees need to be pruned somewhere in that 5 to 10 year window. It's just the right thing to do and the responsible thing to do. So, yes, trees should be pruned somewhere in that 5 to 10 year time frame, approximately.
All right. Does lichen harm trees or fruit trees? Like anything?
No, does not.
Okay.
That's just a natural thing. Yeah.
All right. It helps you figure out where you are in the woods. It's on the north side of the tree, right? So you know
right.
where you know which way is north.
It's a get lost in your yard.
Yeah, right. If you get that much of a yard, yeah.
Another one here says, I have a 40-year-old river birch that I just love, but the last couple of years it's losing a lot of branches. What can I do to help save it, or how long do they normally live in Wisconsin?
Well, that's a good question, actually. The river birch are beautiful trees. It's very commonly used in a landscape plan and design. They grow very quickly, which is a good thing. If you're looking to get some screening or whatever, they're used for that. But, always remember, anything that's a soft wood is going to grow fast, but it's going to have a short life. Okay, so oak trees or hardwood trees, hickory trees, slow-growing hardwood, long life. So that river birch, if it's 40 years old, you're blessed that it lasted as long as it did. And it's probably at the end. Now, just to mention, another thing, just like people don't typically prune their trees, people, once a tree starts growing and it gets big, people don't fertilize anymore. You can fertilize. I've got probably an 80-year-old 50-foot blue spruce in my yard in Wauwatosa that we literally fertilize every year. Why? Because it's probably older than that, 70, 80 years old. It's at the end of its life, but it's a beautiful tree. And you can fertilize trees throughout their life. Most people don't. And that'll extend the life. It just makes sense, right?
Yeah. It's not just to help it grow, but just keep it healthy, right?
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's not about growth. It's about health.
We're going to take our final
break.
And
by the way, I'll just mention that one of the good products we have here We have a great product that people can use anywhere in their yard technically, but we use it for tree establishment. But we've got a great fertilizer here that people come in here in hordes and buy in the spring, you know, to fertilize their trees. But you can utilize it for your shrubs or anything. It's a slow release fertilizer that you just sprinkle it on like chicken feed and let Mother Nature water it in, and it does good things for your trees and your shrubs and perennials for that matter.
Treesonthemove.com is the website. We have one final segment coming up. Get your calls and texts in at 855-616-1620. It is the Fix It Show.
David Nason and Dayton Kane. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Indeed it is, sponsored each week by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction. This hour we've been talking with Gary with Trees on the Move.
Yeah, so Gary, let's just kind of wrap up things here today. You got the Mother's Day sale starting today, and what else is going on?
Well, I mean, this is the kickoff to the landscape season. So, yeah, Mother's Day sale today. Come out to 5611 South Calhoun. Bring mom and the kids and get a little bit of country air. And then beyond that, if you're thinking about landscape projects or if you have concrete work at your home, irrigation systems, whatever it is, anything on the outside of a house or a building, give us a call. We got several hundred years of experience here right at your fingertips. So call us at your convenience, and I think you'll be we're happy and proud of the team we have out here.
Yeah, and would it be accurate for me to say that if you can hear us on the radio, you probably cover that area?
Yeah, we're, like I said, we've gotten very, very, very large throughout southeastern Wisconsin. So right. I don't know exactly how far the radio goes, but well, like I said, we're in Madison and Green Bay as we speak.
Right.
So
I was going to say up into the Fox Valley, out to Madison area, northern Illinois.
Yeah
so that whole area, basically. Good. Good. Big company.
Yeah, 5,000 trees available to be, to be seen today.
Yeah. And all the other services that you provide as well. So.
Yeah, from start to finish, basically, we can come in, we can get a consultation, we can get a design put together, you guys will plant it all, you can do the hardscapes, pretty much everything.
Right.
Exactly. 49 years worth.
Awesome.
Yeah, good to hear you talking on the radio again every spring. Mother's Day, we have you on, so good to hear. I may try to get out there myself.
Yeah, well, come on out. I'll be here, okay. As a matter of fact. So,
Gary,
I'm here now, so come on out.
All right. Thanks for being on. Have a great weekend. Coming up next, Abby from Abby Home.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests, and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.